Welcome to Pitch Talks, recorded live April 7th at the Phoenix Concert Theater. This episode features Mark Shapiro, Shai Davidi, Dan Schulman, Buck Martinez, and much more. Up first, Mark Shapiro takes a question from the audience.
I just thought it'd be interesting to give us the details behind the Michael Saunders non-trade.
Yeah. Well, you know, the reality, listen, one of the most difficult aspects of this business is you're dealing with human beings. So not only do you have medical limitations as to what you can say, but you also need to respect the people that you're dealing with. And so sometimes the reasons that things do or don't get done, or the reasons we do make decisions, we can't fully explain those things. And if you did have the ability to kind of sit in our shoes, you'd understand completely and go, oh, I wish I was able to understand that. But out of respect to players, we can't always say. I will say this, you know, that this is no lie. Michael Saunders walked up to Ross the day that we didn't make the trade. And he was absolutely unbelievable, because we were openly talking to him the whole time, openly. And he said to Ross, this will be the best non-trade that you ever make. So, and that trade was as much about a second year with Jay Bruce, a second year of control. It wasn't about not liking Michael Saunders. We love him, and you know, we want him to be on the field and healthy and playing if he is. I think we feel like he's going to contribute. We actually felt better about Michael's upside than Jay Bruce's upside. But the extra year of control and maybe a little more certainty, you know, are kind of the reasons behind considering that. That's the short version, but that's more than we've said ever before.
Yeah, that's more than I've heard. Yeah, that's good question.
Go, Jays, go.
Up next, it's Arden Swelling, Shai Davidi, Dave Cameron, Ben Nicholson-Smith, and a question from the audience about bunting. Yes, bunting.
How do we feel about the bats? And let me all say, like, I've, you know, a lot of people have been griping about the strikeouts in that first series, and they struck out too much. People calling into the, what are they going to strike out? Right? But to me, you watch the at-bats, and some of these strikeouts are coming after 7-pitch, 8-pitch at-bats, grinding down pitchers. You look at the guy that they faced, Odorizzi, Smiley, Chris Archer, who has the nastiest slider in baseball. I mean, these guys are going to pile up strikeouts. It's gonna happen against them, but when you're grinding down at-bats, when none of those three guys made it out of the fifth or sixth inning, that's huge. To me, that's what where the focus should be, instead of just, you know, pure counting strikeouts.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the things that baseball's really changed in the last few years is, like, teams don't care about strikeouts anymore. The Astros struck out, like, 7 billion times last year, and they won the division, or they made the playoffs at least. And they're going to strike out 8 billion times this year. I mean, like, the Astros just, like, we just really don't care about strikeouts. And the Blue Jays, to their credit, like, they have some of the best power hitters for contact hitters in baseball. Batista doesn't strike out that much for a power hitter, and Encarnacion hardly strikes out at all for a power hitter. Donaldson is an above-average contact guy for a power hitter. It's pretty rare to have guys who can hit the ball 600 feet and make contact the way the Jays do. So I'm not worried at all about the Jays' offense, at least in those big guys. I will say, if Donaldson goes down or Batista goes down, I'm worried about the depth pieces. Like, if you're starting Darwin Barney every day,
Well, that won't happen. I mean, Matt Dominguez is around for a reason.
Don't worry about Matt Dominguez.
It's okay. I'm sorry. We have Matt Dominguez. We're good.
But it's not the offensive black hole that Darwin Barney is. But, you know, give the Rays some credit. I mean, that's a hell of a pitching staff. And, you know, I was thinking about this the other day. I talked to someone about it. I said, would you rather have a guy do a 4 or 5 pitch strikeout, or a guy who does a 1 or 2 pitch 6-3, right? And they ran the pitch count up and had the Rays starters out of every game by the fifth or sixth inning. And so you're getting into that bullpen, and you'd rather face the Rays bullpen, at least on paper right now. We'll see if it changes over the course of the season. But right now, you'd rather face the Rays bullpen than their rotation. So I think you put those things together, it's not necessarily as ominous as the stats suggest.
Ben, you were kind of saying on the podcast this week that we're going to have to get used to, like, at a certain point in the first inning, look at our watches, and it's like 7:30 because of just how long the Blue Jays grinded bats for.
I feel like that's the thing with this offense, is Donaldson is fouling off pitch after, even when he strikes out, he's fouling off all kinds of pitches, Batista, Encarnacion, Tulo. It's a pretty relentless group, and I think that's why, strikeouts aside, split in Tampa aside, this offense is the reason the Blue Jays look as strong as they do.
Here comes a question about bunting. Yes,
Bunting.
This may not be popular with some, but my question is, how safe do you really feel John Gibbons' job is this year?
Mark Spire was just up here.
Well, I could have asked that question if they pulled my name, but they didn't.
I think it's pretty safe, to be honest with you. This is a team that if it goes wrong, it's not going to be because the bullpen's not going to be mismanaged because John Gibbons, it's proven, is a very good tactician with the bullpen. It's not going to be because there's unrest in the clubhouse because there's veteran guys who come in. Josh Donaldson, Troy Tulowitzki, Jose Bautista, Edwin Encarnacion. Like, you don't need to come into the clubhouse and motivate these type of players. Like, these are veteran players who have been paid in this game and know what they have to do every day as a professional. So I really don't think that anybody's going to point to any Blue Jays failings this year as being because of the manager.
I would beg to differ, but that's me. I'm just going to say that, sorry, just as a part B, I mean, there is some strategy stuff that a manager has to take care of, not just putting the lineup card up. And I mean, you just talked about, putting the lineup card down, which is fine. That's part of it, but there is strategy with the game, one of them being sacrifice bunting, which it seems he's not a big fan of.
That's a plus.
Just saying, I know some people feel that way, but I mean, there was a chance in the playoffs last year in an
baseball
important game.
Logic feels that way.
Okay.
Unless you have...
That way is my question.
Unless you have good cause and there's a real, real situation that absolutely calls for it, you should never give away an out. And just to that point, beyond maybe Ryan Goins, Kevin Pillar, who else on that lineup would you want to sacrifice bunt?
He doesn't have
the
mic anymore.
Right. But Kevin, they're always,
Kevin Pillar leadoff single, Donaldson bunt.
Right.
Get that, move that runner over.
That's exactly.
Jose, bunt him over. Let's move him.
Just keep bunting forever. Look, you have 27 outs in baseball. The times where you should give one away are very, very few and far between.
I was just going to say, I think Gibbons' job is safe because his boss wears pants.
It's time for the seventh inning stretch. Up next is Dan Shulman, Buck Martinez, Gord Ash, and Jonah Carey. Okay, Blue Jays, let's play ball.
Well, and let's talk about one of those pitchers for a second. We talked about the rest of rotation. I want to get more into Stroman for a second. I'm going to do a little dog and pony thing, aside from the dry cleaning tomorrow with Zahn and on Blue Jay Central, which I'm very excited about. And they want me to...
Congratulations.
Thank you. I like being here. It's cool. Thanks. So... they asked me to talk about Stroman, and I looked something up with Stroman. He's got 165 career innings pitched, and he's got a strikeout to walk rate of 3.8, just under 4-1, and a career ground ball rate of 56%. So 165 innings, strikeout to walk just under 4, ground ball of 56% or higher. In all of baseball last year, there were two pitchers that did that over 165 innings. One is Jake Arrieta, who won the National League Cy Young. One is Dallas Keuchel, who won the American League Cy Young. That is Marcus Stroman's resume. So, Price leaves. Oh no, we don't have an ace. Maybe Marcus Stroman is really a top 10 pitcher. We're just about to see it right now.
Well, one thing that I think people forget is David Price started 11 games, I believe 11 games for the Blue Jays last year. Marcus Stroman started 4. So let's say Stroman starts 32 this year. So you've traded in 11 Price starts for 28 more Stroman starts. I think that's a pretty good deal. No disrespect to David Price. I asked John Gibbons down at the Rogers Center today. He was down talking to the media. And I said, last year you had the experience of Burley, and then you had Price. And Stroman he never had to be the guy. Even though he made big starts and won big games, 4 in the regular season and a few in the postseason. I said, how do you think he's going to handle being the ace? I mean, he's 24 years old. And Gibby said, and you guys will all, this won't be a surprise. He said, I think he thrives on it. And that's Marcus Stroman. If you see Stroman, you've seen him in interviews. If you see him bouncing around in the clubhouse or something, he is the most unbelievably confident, determined, fiery young guy. And he's got what I like to call a healthy chip on his shoulder. He's got a big chip on his shoulder about his size because everybody told him he couldn't do it. But he's not angry about it, but he uses it to fuel him in an unbelievable way. And we haven't even talked about how good his stuff is. I mean, his stuff is... It's A to A-plus stuff. He's got 6 different pitches, And I think he fires up everybody else on the field when he's playing. I think he makes that better.
He has what Dave Steve had, the innate ability to recognize what's going to work to get a hitter out. And for a young guy, he can see, and he's picked up on this, and you're going to hear this tomorrow. Pat has been on this for the whole spring, and he really understands what Stroman's about, and he's going to break him down tomorrow. But the biggest thing is, he understands the difference between right-handed hitters hitting his curveball and the fact that they hit his slider. They don't hit his slider, but they hit his curveball. And he's picked up on that himself, and that's the kind of guy that he is. But another thing that gets lost and overlooked, if you watch the Sanchez start down in Tampa Bay, who was the guy that was on the top step every time he came off the field? Marcus Stroman. This, in my mind, is going to be Smoltz, Maddox, Glavine pushing each other to the highest levels.
I really love the emotion he pitches me. I think it's one of the things about our game. I quite frankly, in the 30-plus years I've been in it, I've never understood that you have to have this calm, dull demeanor. I like players with emotion.
You're saying Goose Gossage was wrong and Jose Bautista was right? I don't know about that.
I do. It's a conversation that Buck and I had a long time ago about the entertainment value of our game. And there's nothing wrong with all this to-do about the bat. I don't get it. Yeah. It's, what is a person supposed to do when he hits a ball in that situation, that dramatic? What is he supposed to do?
Absolutely.
Unless you were in the ballpark. Unless you were in the ballpark and recognized what that swing meant in the culmination of a 53-minute inning when the Blue Jays went from losing the game to Texas committing three errors and Bautista hit the biggest home run.
Since Joe Carter.
Yeah, it's incredible. It was a remarkable.
No, just a minute. Biggest home run in franchise history. I got to cut that one. No.
I misspoke.
You mean your home run in 1981, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, but I don't like to talk about it.
Thanks for listening to the Pitch Talks podcast. The next Pitch Talks at the Phoenix is on June 2nd, tickets on sale April 15th. For listeners of this show, you can get exclusive presale now. Use access code HOMESTAND to get in.